The professor made a few more passes and then stopped, and I could see that his forehead was covered with great beads of perspiration. Mina opened her eyes, but she didn't seem the same woman. There was a faraway look in her eyes, and her voice had a sad dreaminess which was new to me. Raising his hand to impose silence, the professor motioned to me to bring the others in. They came on tiptoe, closing the door behind them, and stood at the foot of the bed looking on. Mina appeared not to see them. The stillness was broken by Van Helsing's voice, speaking in a low, level tone, which would not break the current of her thoughts. "Where are you now?" The answer came in a neutral way.
"I don't know. Sleep has no place it can call its own."
For several minutes there was silence. Mina sat rigid, and the professor stood staring at her fixedly. The rest of us hardly dared to breathe. The room was growing lighter. Without taking his eyes from Mina's face, Dr. Van Helsing motioned me to pull up the blind. I did so, and the day seemed just upon us. A red streak shot up, and a rosy light seemed to diffuse itself through the room. On the instant, the professor spoke again. "Where are you now?" The answer came dreamily, but with intention. It were as though she were interpreting something. I have heard her use the same tone when reading her shorthand notes.
"I do not know. It's all strange to me."
"What do you see?"
"I can see nothing. It's all dark."
"What do you hear?"
I could detect the strain in the professor's patient voice.
"The lapping of water. It's gurgling by, and little waves leap."
"Then you are on a ship?"
We all looked at each other, trying to glean something each from the other. We were afraid to think. The answer came quick.
"Oh, yes."
"What else do you hear?"
"The sound of men stamping overhead as they run about. There's the creaking of a chain, and the loud tinkle as the check of the capstan falls into the ratchet."
"What are you doing?"
"I am still. Oh, so still. It is like death."